brahmam. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Atate sampravakshyami. Sankhyam purvair vinishchitam. Yadvigyaya pumansadyo. Jahyad vaikalpikam brahmam. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Atate sampravakshyami. Sankhyam purvair vinishchitam. Yadvigyaya pumansadyo. Jahyad vaikalpikam brahmam. Shri Bhagavan uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Atha, now, te, unto you, sampravakshyami, I shall speak, Sankhyam, the knowledge of evolution of the elements of creation, Purvaihi, by previous authorities, Vinishchitam, ascertained, Yat, by which, Vigyaya, knowing, Puman, a person, Sadhyaha, immediately, Jahyat, can give up, Vaikalpikam, based on false duality, Brahmam, the illusion. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna said, Now I shall describe to you the science of Sankhya, which has been perfectly established by ancient authorities. By establishing this science, a person can immediately give up the illusion of material duality. Purport. In the previous chapter, the Lord explained that one can give up material duality by controlling the mind and fixing it on Krishna consciousness. This chapter describes the Sankhya system in which the difference between matter and spirit is elaborately explained. By hearing this knowledge, one can easily separate the mind from material contamination and fix it on the spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness. The Sankhya philosophy system mentioned here is that presented by Lord Kapila in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and not the atheistic Sankhya presented later by materialists and Mayavadis. The material elements which emanate from the potency of the Lord evolve in a progressive sequence. One should not foolishly think that such evolution begins from an original material element without the assistance of the Lord. This speculative theory is generated from the false ego of conditioned life and constitutes gross ignorance, unacceptable to the personality of Godhead and His followers. Omagyanatimirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something from my own purification in line with parampara. So we are discussing from 11th canto, 24th chapter. We are beginning the chapter entitled The Philosophy of Sankhya. And the translation Krishna is saying, Now I shall describe to you the science of Sankhya, which has been perfectly established by ancient authorities. By understanding this science, a person can immediately give up the illusion of material duality. So, after Krishna has described the story of Avanti Brahmana, and he has described how one can give up the material duality by controlling the mind and fixing it in Krishna consciousness, now Krishna starts the description of Sankhya philosophy, by hearing which Krishna Prabhupada writes, By hearing this knowledge, one can easily separate the mind from material contamination and fix it on spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness. So herein, Krishna will impart the knowledge of this analysis of material nature to Uddhava, and by assimilating this knowledge, one can drive away all the confusion about the material dualities. So this philosophy of Sankhya comes many times in Bhagavatam. So there are two types of Sankhya. There is a Sankhya of creation and Sankhya of destruction. So Sankhya of creation means the evolution of this whole material universe, starting from the subtle elements of the false ego and to the point of the creation of whole cosmic manifestation. And the Sankhya of destruction is the dissolution of all the material elements in this whole material cosmos from the grossest to the subtlest of the elements. And it is described in Bhagavatam many places, right in the second canto of Bhagavatam, Shukdeva Goswami is describing the great detail of the Sankhya of this material creation. How this material creation happens starting from the very subtle element, and it is all very technical topic, in which it is described in great detail how first the Mahatattva is formed and then from Mahatattva, from Pradhan then Mahatattva, and by the interaction of the modes, various, you know, principal devatas are formed and the sense objects are formed, tanmatras are formed, and this whole material creation, the primary creation is done, which is called Sarga, and then after that Brahmaji creates secondary creation, which is called Visarga. And then the third canto is dedicated to this Sankhya philosophy. It is known as Kapila Dev's Sankhya, which Prabhupada is also writing, that this Sankhya is not the atheistic Sankhya which is given by some materialistic people, but it is the Sankhya which is described by Lord Kapila Dev, who is incarnation of Krishna himself, for the purpose of making one detached from this material world and make him attached to Krishna. So today we'll be discussing the two effects of the study of Sankhya. So first effect of the study of Sankhya is one can understand how Krishna is so compassionate. So this is, I heard from Gaurang Prabhu once, he was explaining in one of the Bhagavatam classes, how this whole material creation in which there is so much intricacy and so much complications, it is all a very great hard work and endeavor which is taken by Lord Krishna for just one purpose, to fulfill the desire of the jiva to enjoy in this world. And jiva has a desire, jiva, all of us had the desire to become separate from the Lord and enjoy separately. To facilitate our desire, Krishna has created this whole universe. And it is a very, very detailed, complex topic. So the desire of the jiva is the finest, but yet it is the toughest thing by which one can either remain in this material world or one can get liberated. So Krishna, because he has given the free will to all of us, so Krishna as a humble servant, he is facilitating all our desires. Whatever a living entity desires, Krishna just facilitates. So that the onus is on a living entity to desire. And then material energy provides everything based on the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the sarga, and then the visarga, in that Brahmaji creates the world with the ingredients which is given by the Lord. So all this sarga and visarga describes and shows how the Lord is so merciful, so compassionate, that he has created a whole universe so that we can fulfill our desire. Living entity wants to imitate the Lord, become the Lord. So Lord is just giving all the chance and all the opportunity to fulfill that desire of us, so that thinking that one day the living entity will come to the proper understanding that, oh, I am not the master, I am supposed to be the servant. Jivera sarup hove Krishnera nityadas. So because of our desire to imitate Krishna, so that's why we are in this material world. Now one time there was one devotee, one Prabhupada disciple, Keshav Prabhu, he was explaining that in Berkeley temple, there was one devotee called Chandana Acharya, and he could imitate Prabhupada's voice very nicely. So on one occasion, see, Prabhupada, he was in Berkeley temple, and this devotee Chandana Acharya was also in Berkeley temple. And this Keshav Prabhu, he was in San Francisco. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu called him, and he told that, you just inform Prabhupada that George Harrison has agreed to, you know, sponsor this printing of Krishna book and also purchase of the temple in England. So you please inform Prabhupada. So this Keshav Prabhu, he called Berkeley temple, and in Berkeley temple, Prabhupada would stay on the first floor, and this landline, the phone was on the ground floor. So he called and somebody picked up. So Keshav Prabhu said that, please, I want to inform something to Prabhupada, just you please call him. So generally Prabhupada takes time to come from the first floor to ground floor. But somebody picked the phone immediately. So this Keshav Prabhu, he thought this is Chandana Acharya, you know. So he said, and the phone was, you know, somebody took the phone and said, yes, what is it, you know. So it was Prabhupada's voice. So this devotee, Keshav Prabhu, he thought maybe he is Chandan only, you know, he is making fun. So he said, Chandan, please, I am calling to talk to Prabhupada, just get off the phone, you know. So then Prabhupada said, what? What are you talking about? So Keshav Prabhu said, Chandan, come on, this is serious, you know. So Prabhupada got mad and yelled, you know, this is Prabhupada, this is AC Bhaktivedanta, you know. What do you want to say, you know. So then he became a little alarmed. He said, oh, sorry, excuse me, Prabhupada. And then he gave the news. So then Prabhupada said, oh, very good. It is very nice. So this was, you know, another instance of devotee imitating Prabhupada. You know. So in this creation, we also want to imitate Krishna. And Krishna has provided everything, all the facilities, so that we can enjoy in this material world. So this material creation is a symptom that nobody can be more generous than Krishna in fulfilling the desire. And every verse of Bhagavatam is a door by which we can see Krishna's compassion flowing for, you know, the welfare of the jiva. And Lord does everything to fulfill the desire of the jiva. And in spite of doing everything, many people, they blame Krishna, you know, when things go wrong in their life. They blame God, you know, why did this happen to me? You know, and then they start asking all the questions of our Journey of Self-Discovery course. You know. But no one in this world can go to such extent to serve us than Krishna. You know, one time somebody asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is the purpose of this world? Prabhupada said, enjoyment. You know. So this devotee, this person started laughing, smiling. Then Prabhupada said, not yours, Krishna's. You know. So Krishna has given everything mercifully so that ultimately living entity can take to the process of bhakti and perfect his life. You know. As Kaviraj Goswami says, Maya mukta jiver nahi swatah Krishna gyan, jivera kripaya koila Krishna veda puran. So because we are covered by the ignorance, so we don't understand what is our position. Swatah Krishna gyan nahi. We don't have the actual understanding who are we, what is our position. What is our constitutional identity? So to show mercy to living entities, Krishna has given this Veda and Puran from in the Vyasadeva. As Vyasadeva, he has given this Veda and Puran. You know, because living entity is always confused. And Maya's business is to keep the living entities in this material world and make us forgetful. Actually, her business is to test a living entity. Is he qualified to go back to the spiritual world? So whatever Mayadevi is doing, she is just testing the living entities. Yayasam mohito jivo trigunam tigunatmakam paropi manute nartham tatkritam chabhipadyate. Yayasam mohito jivo. Because the living entity in this material world, they are always bewildered by the material energy, which is in the form of three modes. Therefore, paropi manute anartham. Therefore, they consider this material world as their own, this body as their own. And they cannot take to Krishna consciousness. So therefore, to show mercy to living entities, to show compassion to living entities, Krishna has compiled the Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. And the purpose of Vedic literatures is also given very clearly in all the scriptures only. Kaviraj Goswami describes Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apnare Janan Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivera Hoy Gyan. So Krishna in the form of Shastra, in the form of Guru, and in the form of Super Soul in the heart, he tries to reveal himself. What does he try to reveal? Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata. So Krishna is my master, Krishna is my deliverer. Jivera Hoy Gyan. Just to give this knowledge, Krishna has manifested in so many forms. In the Shastras, as Guru, and as a Super Soul, as Chaitya Guru. And Veda Shastre Kahe Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Krishna Prapya Sambandha Bhakti Praptyera Sadhan. So, Veda, all the scriptures, they describe how to develop relationship with Krishna. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan is described very clearly in the scriptures. And by this knowledge of scriptures, we can reach up to the highest destination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described all this. Two Roop and Sanatana Goswami and all the intricacies of bhakti are described so that we can take to this process and fulfill the desire of Krishna. At present, the living entity is just engaged in fulfilling his own desires of enjoying in this material world. But Krishna, out of his compassion, has created this material world so that one day we may fulfill his desire to take to bhakti and go back to the spiritual world. You know, Krishna bhakta, Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva, sar, bhava tattva, prema tattva, lila tattvar. So Kaviraj Goswami has described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all these instructions to Rupa and Sanatana so that we can evolve in our, we can become evolved in our consciousness and come to the understanding that we are servants of Krishna, not masters. And Srila Prabhupada also has to call the pains to write all the literatures, all the scriptures to come to this understanding so that we are servants of Krishna. You know, Prabhupada was in Boston and Brahmanand Prabhu, he describes that Hamsadut Prabhu, they had just gotten a bus, a school bus for a Sankirtan party. And one morning Prabhupada called Hamsadut Prabhu and he said, let's go for a bus ride. You know, so all of them, they became excited. So somebody asked, where are we going? So nobody knew anything. They said, we are going with a ride with Prabhupada. So all of them, they just started getting into bus and they found out that there are no seats in the bus. There is only one seat, driver seat. So then Brahmanand Prabhu, he was a very strong, well-built. So he brought a chair and he sat down in, he held the chair and Prabhupada sat. Another devotee, all the other devotees, they sat on the floor in the bus. Prabhupada was giving all the directions. Go this way, go that way, now take this turn. And nobody knew anything where they were going. So then they ultimately reached this Boston Harbor. Prabhupada described many things about Krishna, but he had never described how he entered Boston. So this time, you know, they came to know that, oh, this was the place where Prabhupada entered, you know, America. And then it was a, as usual, morning walk going on, Prabhupada explaining the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And Brahmanand Prabhu describes that Prabhupada explained all the high esoteric concepts of devotional service in a very, very simple way, in which we can, which we could relate to. So Prabhupada was talking about unalloyed devotional service. And then he pointed his cane in a certain direction. And he said, yes, unalloyed devotional service. And then he pointed. So all the devotees, they looked at the point of the, you know, cane, and they saw that there was a huge, you know, wall, 100-foot wall, on which it was written in bold words, Unalloyed Steel Company. You know? And all the devotees could immediately, you know, relate to it, what Prabhupada was telling. Because for them, this unalloyed devotional service was an alien concept. But when they saw this Unalloyed Steel Company, then they couldn't understand, yes, unalloyed means there is only steel, nothing else. Therefore, similarly, unalloyed devotional service means only loving Krishna and nothing else. So this is how we can understand Krishna is so compassionate that he has given all the scriptures. And when we study Sankhya, in which we see that such effort is taken by Krishna to create this material world, then we can really appreciate the compassion of Krishna. So this was the first effect of study of Sankhya. Second, when we study Sankhya philosophy, slowly one becomes detached from this material world. That is the purpose of Sankhya, as Krishna himself says in this purport. By understanding, in translation, by understanding this science, a person can immediately give up the illusion of material duality. So by narrating the Sankhya of alternating consequences of creation and annihilation, one can cut off all the doubts and bondage. So the process of detachment by study of Sankhya is very simple. Chaitanya Charanprabhu was once explaining that if there is a wonderful gulab jamun which is, you know, made. So when we see gulab jamun, it is very nice, succulent, and one starts watering in mouth. But if you break down the constituents of gulab jamun and you see atta or whatever, maida and all the other ghee, so it does not attract us so much, sugar. So this is how the whole creation as a whole is very attractive. But when we break the material creation into its elements, it is not so attractive. So the attraction is lost when the whole material creation is broken down into material elements. And that's how one slowly becomes detached from the material world. One time devotees had made gulab jamun for a festival in New Brindavan. And that time Kirtanand Maharaj was there. So then he made a rule that every devotee should eat only 2 gulab jamuns, not more. So everybody became disturbed, you know. Anyways, they were not getting, you know, sufficient sense gratification in the form of anything else. Only thing was prasad. And that too, they were not getting up to their expectation. So all of them went to Prabhupada and complained that Kirtanand Maharaj is not allowing us to eat. So then Prabhupada said, yes, you know, all of you can eat as much as you want, but Kirtananand can eat only 2, you know. So, you know, so this philosophy of Sankhya makes us slowly detached from the material creation. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna describes, Sankhya Yoga Prithak Bala Pravadantina Panditaha Ekam Apyasita Samyak Ubhayor Vindate Phalam. So, Prabhupada writes the translation, only the ignorant speak of devotional service as being different from the analytical study of material world. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that the process of Sankhya is to find the root of the tree and the process of bhakti is watering the root of the tree. So, the real student of Sankhya philosophy, what he does, he tries to find the root of the material world, Vishnu. And then in perfect knowledge, he tries to serve him. But finding the root is many times troublesome. And it may happen that one may not reach up to the point of serving that root. He may get entangled in just, you know, finding the root and analyzing the root. But Prabhupada is very clearly describing that the purpose of finding the root is ultimately you serve the root, serve Krishna. So in next verse, it is described, Yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam tad yogai rapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yah pasyati sapasyati. So the result which is obtained by Sankhya, the same result can be obtained by worshipping Lord Krishna in the form of yoga, devotional service. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. So one who sees this actually sees. So detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna are one and the same. So when people, they want to become detached from matter, their conception is, if I will become detached from matter, the yogis, because they are so much frustrated with the material world, so they think that if I get detached from the matter, I will become happy. But Bhagavad Gita says, Sanyasastu Mahabaho Dukkham Aptum Ayogataha Yog Yukto Munir Brahma Nachirenadi Gachati. Just by merely renouncing all the activities, but not engaging in devotional service, one cannot be happy. So only way to become happy is to become attached to devotional service. People want to be happy, but they don't know the happiness equation. So Krishna describes in what is the happiness equation also. He says, Na asti buddhir ayuktasya, na cha ayuktasya bhavana, na cha bhavayata shantir, ashantasya kuta sukham. Na asti buddhir ayuktasya, one whose intelligence is not engaged in serving Krishna, na cha ayuktasya bhavana, his mind is not attached to Krishna's service, na cha bhavayata shantir, he cannot be peaceful. And ashantasya kuta sukham, if somebody is not peaceful, how can he be happy? So if somebody wants to become happy in life, the process is, the beginning is, start serving Krishna. So therefore one can become happy very easily. But people, they cannot understand the simple philosophy and they try to concoct so many means and they think, I want to become God, then I'll be happy. So Badrinayan Maharaj, he described that one Indian professor, you know, they brought one Indian professor to meet Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was discussing with him. At one point of time, Prabhupada was explaining this philosophy of Mayavad. So he said, Prabhupada said, if I say cotton ball and this shirt, is there a difference? Cotton ball and cotton shirt, is there a difference? So this person was looking confused. Cotton ball, cotton shirt. So Prabhupada again said, you know, if I say cotton ball and cotton shirt, is there a difference? And this person was saying cotton, and he was all confused. So then Prabhupada asked third time. You know, still this person was not getting it. So Prabhupada was sitting on a low table and this person was sitting on the other side. So Prabhupada, you know, he reached over And he grabbed the shirt of this professor and he shook him, you know. He started shaking him. And he said, if I say cotton ball and cotton shirt, is there a difference? And then something went in. Yes, yes. Yes, Swamiji, there is a difference, you know. So then there was some more discussion and this person left. And all the devotees, they were really surprised by his Prabhupada's preaching technique, you know. And Prabhupada said, this is a special sanction for an old man and little children, you know. They can go anywhere and they can say anything, you know. You should not imitate, you know. So this is how Prabhupada could deal with any type of people in his own way, you know. So if somebody establishes a connection with spirit soul, then he can actually be happy. And Prabhupada would sometimes gives all, you know, amazing explanations, as it is a very famous pastime. Prabhupada was talking about, you know, sun is closer to earth than moon. So what is it, you know, what is the philosophy behind it? So then Prabhupada said, because Sunday comes before Monday, you know. So he said, what? All the devotees were confused and few scientists were sitting. They are also confused. What is this? We have heard many reasons, but this is the amazing, unique reason we have heard for, you know, why sun is closer to earth than moon. So then they were all confused. So Prabhupada asked, so if that is not the case, then why is sun closer to earth? You tell me. And nobody was able to tell. So then they silently accepted. So that was Prabhupada. So if one is trying to come out of matter without understanding the experience of devotional service to Krishna, then the result will be dukkha. Klesho adhikatarastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham. So if somebody is just attached to impersonal Brahman without developing attachment to Krishna, the result will be troublesome. And it is very difficult to develop detachment from the material world without developing higher taste for the spiritual world. You know, unless one gets param drishtva nivartate, the attachment for the sense objects will not go. And even if it happens, it will not stay for long. It will be very temporary and it will be a torture. You know, if we are told you are not supposed to eat anything outside which is delicious, and if we are not given also nice prasad, then the result will be miserable, you know. Some people can correlate to it better, you know. So it will be a self-torture, you know. So restraint is the beginning, but it is not the end. So in the beginning, we should restrain ourselves from sense objects, but it is not the end. Just saying no, no, no to sense objects will not solve the problem. We have to say yes to some higher object of pleasure. Prabhupada writes in one purport, one who has tasted the beauty of Krishna in the course of his advancement no longer has a taste for dead material things. Restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophyte. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada, in his wonderful purports, he has described in great detail how we can develop our relationship with Krishna. So one devotee, Prabhupada disciple Gauridas Pandit Prabhu, he was explaining that Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he was one time, you know, he came to meet Prabhupada and they were sitting in garden. And he was sitting at a distance and Prabhupada was speaking with a couple of people. So after some time, Prabhupada saw, you know, Swarup Damodar Maharaj and said, who is that? So this Gauridas Pandit Prabhu, he said, Prabhupada, that is Swarup Damodar Maharaj. So Prabhupada said, please call him. So he came and sat right in front of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was asking how is the preaching going on to the scientific community, and Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he was explaining. So then at one point of time, Prabhupada became very happy and he said, yes, I appeared in this world for two reasons. You know, Prabhupada is himself saying, he's saying, I appeared in this world for two reasons, to establish Krishna as the personality of Godhead and to defeat this rascal scientists, you know. And you are doing this, I am very pleased, you know. So that is the purpose of Prabhupada's coming in this material world, so that we can develop relationship with Krishna and develop our attachment to Krishna. And the very easy way to develop our relationship with Krishna is to see the beauty of Krishna as he is standing in the threefold bending form. And Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in great detail about the beauty of Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami describes, Muktahara Bakapati Indra Dhanu Pichatati Pintambara Bijuri Sanchar Krishna Nava Jaladhara Jagata Sashya Upara Barishay Lila Amritadhar. He says, Muktahar, the necklace of pearls which Krishna is wearing, it is like Bakapati. It is like a row of ducks. Indra Dhanu Pichatati. The peacock feather, it is like a rainbow. Pitambara Bijuri Sanchar. And the yellow garment which Krishna is wearing, it is like the lightning in the cloud. Krishna Nava Jaladhar. And Krishna is like a very, nice, beautiful looking cloud. Jagat Shashya Upar Barishay Lilamritadhar. And Krishna has appeared in this world to show mercy, shower his compassion to all the living entities, And the beauty of Krishna is such that he also gets attracted to his own beauty. Rupa dekhi apanar, Krishnera hoila chamatkar, aswadite mane uthe kam, sausabhagya yaranam, saundaryadi gunagram, ei rupe nityataradham. So he says, Rupa dekhi apanar. When Krishna, he sees himself in the reflection, he also gets attracted. Krishnera hoila chamatkar. And he tries to see that form again and again. Aswadite mane uthe kam. And what is that form? Swasaubhagya yaranam. The beauty of Krishna, the body of Krishna is the abode of all auspiciousness. Saundaryadi gunagram. It is the abode of all beauty. Ei rupe nityataradham. So this is how we can get attracted to Krishna by constantly reading about Krishna, by hearing about his pastimes, by seeing, beholding his beautiful form. Prabhupada writes in one purport, the Mayavadi sannyasis, they are engaged in the study of Sankhya philosophy, whereas the Vaishnava sannyasis are engaged in the study of Bhagavatam philosophy. Mayavadi sannyasis engaged in study of Sankhya and Vedanta and speculation cannot relish the transcendental service of the Lord. Because their studies become very tedious, they sometimes become tired of speculation. So this Sankhya philosophy, if it is not connected with the rendering service to Krishna, then it becomes very dry. But the beauty of Krishna, if one can relish, then one can develop the attraction for Krishna's name, form and pastimes. Like this Sukhdev Goswami, he was although liberated soul, but still he got attracted by Krishna's pastimes when he heard from his father Vyasadev. And although Sukhdev Goswami was a liberated soul, tasya putro mahayogi samdri nirvikalpakaha ekant madir unnidro gudho moodhi iveyate. Mahayogi was a liberated soul. Ekantamati, he was situated in monism. Unnidro, gudho, moodh iveyate. So many qualifications of Sukhdev Goswami are described. But when he heard the compassion of Krishna in the form of Putana pastime, aho bakiyam stanakala kutam, who can be more merciful than this person who gave liberation to a person who came to kill him? So then they became also devotees. So he became also a devotee. Similarly, Kumaras, when they smelled the fragrance of Tulsi which are coming from the feet of Lord Vishnu, they also became attracted. So the famous example of the Mayavadi sannyasi who got transformed was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained the philosophy of Vedanta from a devotional perspective, he got attracted, and he started dancing in ecstasy. Kaviraj Goswami describes, Ashru stambha kampa sveda kampa tharathari nache gaye kande pade prabhu upadhari. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya went into ecstasy and started dancing and showing all the symptoms of ecstasy. Ashru, tears were coming out of his eyes. Stambha, he was stunned. Kampa, he was trembling. Sved, he was sweating. Tharathari, he was trembling. Nache gaye kande prabhu upadhari. So this is how he was really in ecstasy, understanding how Krishna is merciful, how Krishna is fortunate, how Krishna is attractive and how I have become fortunate by mercy of Krishna. Dekhi Gopinatha Acharya Harshitaman, Bhattacharya Ranitya Dekhi Hase Prabhugan. So Bhattacharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya was a very elderly sannyasi, elderly householder, and he was not a very rustic devotee of the Lord. He was a dry logician. When all the devotees, they saw Sarvam Bhattacharya dancing in ecstasy, they started smiling. And Gopinathacharya, he says, Gopinathacharya kahe mahaprabhur prati, sei Bhattacharya prabhu kailai gati. You know, he says, are kya kar di aapne Bhattacharya ka? You know, he was such a sober person, now he is behaving like a madman, you know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he sees the transformation of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he also goes into ecstasy. And on top of that, when he brought this Mahaprasad for Sarvam Bhattacharya, and Mahaprasad, he took that, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he took Mahaprasad without even doing his Sandhya Vandan and taking bath, Mahaprabhu became very happy and ecstatic. Dekhi Anandita Hoila Mahaprabhurman, Premavishta Hoya Prabhu Koila Alingan, and he embraced Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he says, Aji Mui Anayase Jini Nutri Bhuvan, Aji Mui Karinu Vaikunth Arohan. So Mahaprabhu says, Aji Mui Anayase, today I have conquered the three worlds. Today I have achieved Vaikuntha. Aji Mora Purna Hoila Sarva Abhilash, Sarabhomera Hoila Mahaprasade Vishwas. You know, because Sarvam Bhattacharya has developed faith in Mahaprasad. Therefore, today all my abhilasha is fulfilled. So the faith, so all of us may be thinking, we also have, you know, immense faith in Mahaprasad. You know, whenever Mahaprasad comes, whatever time it may come, we will accept. But you understand that Sarvam Bhattacharya was coming from a background where to leave all the rules and regulations was not so easy. But now because he developed such faith in Mahaprasad, so seeing that faith in Mahaprasad, Mahaprabhu became happy. So devotees are not attached to the external rituals. You know, one time, one devotee, he was giving a class and he was preaching about, talking about Mahaprasad, that one should offer food to the Lord. And if he was saying very heavy, he said, if you are not offering food, you are eating hog stool, you know. So all the organizer of the program became very offended, you know. So why he is using such a graphic example? It is not so proper. So he went to Prabhupada and he complained that your disciple is using such ghastly examples, you know. Horrible. Prabhupada, he said, don't worry, I'll take care of that, you know. So he called that devotee, Prabhupada called, and he said, you know, so did you speak like that? If you're not offering prasad, you are eating hog stool. So this devotee said, yes, Prabhupada, I spoke like that. Prabhupada said, very good example, you know. And he said, you know, humbly he said, can I use it in my classes also, you know. So that's how devotee, you know, they should have faith in Mahaprasad, but we should understand this is Mahaprasad of the Lord. And with that consciousness, we should eat it. And we are not attached, devotees are not attached to the externals. Therefore, when Prataprudra Maharaj, he saw all the Mayapur, Navdeep Vasis, all the devotees, they coming to Jagannath Puri, and immediately after coming to Jagannath Puri, first thing they started doing is eating prasad, you know. So Prataprudra Maharaj, he became bewildered. He says, Raja kahe upvas shaur tirthena vidhan, taha na koriya kene khaibe annepan. Arre, when devotees, they go to Tirtha, first thing they do is they shave up and they do fasting. But here I see the devotees, they are neither shaving up, neither doing fasting. On top of that, they are eating all Jagannath Prasad. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is describing Ishwara Paroksha Agya Shauru Poshan Prabhura Sakshat Agya Prasad Bhojan. Arre, Supreme Lord has given indirectly in the scriptures that one should fast. But here, Lord is standing sakshat in front as he is giving instruction, eat. So who will not eat, you know? And then he says, Visheshesri haste prabhu kare pariveshan etala bachhadi kon kare uposhan. And on top of that, Mahaprasad is sweet. And on top of that, Mahaprabhu is serving himself. So who is that foolish person who will do fasting, you know? So therefore, eat prasad as soon as you get. So therefore, Sarvam Bhattacharya, when he becomes a devotee, all the devotees become very happy. And Gopinath Acharya says, Shushka tarka khali khaite janma gela yaar, tare lilamrit piyao ehi kripa tomar. So this Sarvam Bhattacharya, whole life he has just ate, he has eaten all life dry cakes of logic. Now you have mercifully given him, this nectar of Krishna Katha. So if somebody is just becoming detached from the material world and not becoming attached to Krishna, the heart becomes hard. And the famous story which is described many times, that one person went to one sadhu and said, I want to take sannyas. So sannyasi asked, what is your qualification? So this person said, my wife died and I didn't even cry. So this sannyasi sadhu said, you get married again. If you cannot cry for your own wife, how you will cry for the whole world? So the dry sannyas, dry detachment makes the heart hard. The purpose of detachment is so that our heart becomes soft and we develop attraction for Krishna. That is the definition of bhav, The heart becomes soft so that we can develop attachment to Krishna. And by following the simple process of sadhana bhakti, we can also attain that stage. Sometimes some have this confusion, Prabhupada didn't give the rag marg, he has given sadhana bhakti. So will we attain also that golok, or by practice of sadhana bhakti we can only reach till Vaikuntha? So one devotee, Prabhupada disciple, Revati Nandan Prabhu, he describes that there was one devotee scholar, Nitai Das, in mid-70s. And he started hearing from a Brijvasi Goswami, and as a result he left ISKCON. And he was under impression that Prabhupada has not given us the highest understanding. Prabhupada has not explained us our form in spiritual world. So he started looking here and there. So this devotee, he came to Prabhupada, Revati Nanda Prabhu, and he asked, this is in 1976, he asked Prabhupada, are there any matters concerning the nature of devotional service and our relationship with Krishna which you have not explained to us? Straightforward, he's asking. And in the future, will it be necessary for us to approach someone else, to get higher instructions? Or, he said, if we follow your instructions of sadhana, bhakti, sankirtan, preaching, our hearts will be purified, and subsequently Krishna will reveal things from within. And as soon as he said that, Prabhupada said, yes, that is the way, You don't have to go anywhere else. If you just practice this process of sadhana bhakti, everything will be revealed to you from within, So this is how, the more we develop attachment to Krishna, the more we become detached from the material world. So there are four types of people. Karmis, they are attached to the sense objects, attached to the material world and detached from Krishna. There are sahajiyas, who are attached to the material world and attached to Krishna, both. There are impersonalists, who are detached from material world and detached from Krishna also. But there are devotees who are detached from the material world, but they are attached to Krishna. So that is our goal, to become detached from material world and to become attached to Krishna. And the more we become attached to Krishna, the more we become detached. Krishna pad padma gandha je jana paaye brahma loka adi sukh tare nahi bhaye. So one who has developed the taste for the practice of bhakti, all this low pleasures of the material world will not attract us. And the best way to develop attraction for Krishna is by hearing. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne param purushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shok moh bhaya apah. So the more we hear about Krishna, we develop attraction for Krishna, and the lamentation and misery of this world will go away. So the ears are the most important organ, in all the senses, ears are very, very important. And in fact, by the ears, we can perform the function of many other organs, So we can see by our ears. Shastra Chakshu, Bhagavatam describes, Srinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshana smaranti nandanti tave hitam janata eva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. So by hearing, by glorifying the pastimes of Krishna, we can see ta eva pashyanti achirena. We can very quickly attain Krishna, you know. We can even smell through our ears, you know. Yetu tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jigranti karna vivare shrutivatanitam. Bhagavatam describes. We can smell the aroma of the lotus feet of the Lord through our ears, which are coming in the form of scriptures, you know. So the scriptures, they are like the air which are carrying the aroma of the lotus feet of the Lord, by which we can smell that aroma. Even we can, you know, perform the function of hands by our ears. You know. Bhagavatam describes, Yasmin satkarna piyushe yasha tirthvare sakrit shrotanjali rupasprishya dhunute karma vasana. So we have to make our ears as a anjali, cup of hands. And with that anjali we can drink the nectar of Krishna katha. And the result will be dhunute karma vasana. All our sense gratificatory desires will go away. And of course we can taste through our ears also. You know, pibat bhagavatam rasamalayam. We can taste the lotus, we can taste the, you know, beautiful pastimes of Krishna through our ears. And you know, another verse says about tasting. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanakatam kathamritam shravana puteshu samritam punantite vishaya vidushitashayam vrajanti tacharana saroru hantikam. So just by drinking the nectar of Krishna katha through our ears, we can get purified of all sense desires and we can even walk up to Krishna. By ears we can also walk and reach the abode of Krishna. One place Prabhupada writes, hearing about means immediate contact with Him. We can touch also Krishna by hearing. So this is how, by hearing about Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam, one can develop attachment to Krishna. So this is how there are two effects of Sankhya philosophy. One understands the compassion of Krishna and one becomes detached from the material world and develop attachment to Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Granthāra śrīmad-bhāgavatam ki jai.